Hello all, this is Shaitan Bakru here with another podcast for Blind Cool Tech. Today I want to talk to you about a neat little product I picked up at Costco, or as some of you call it, Price Club, a couple of weekends ago. What happened was I was shopping at Costco with my family and we were looking for an iPod docking station for my sister's video iPod, and while looking around, we were looking around in that section, we came across this neat little product that I didn't expect to buy, but it sounded good, and so I bought it. Goes with me everywhere. It's pretty neat. The name of the product is the Philips SA-178 Digital Audio Player, and what it is an MP3 player, a USB thumb drive, which can store both your media files as well as your data files, like any computer files that you want to carry around. It has two separate folders for distinguishing between the media files and the data files, so when you plug it into your computer and go into my computer and choose, it recognizes it as Go Gear Audio, because I believe it's the Philips, part of the Philips Go Gear Audio series. It recognizes it as a Go Gear Audio device, so you go into my computer or Windows Explorer and choose Go Gear Audio, and you'll have two folders, either data or media, and you have to make sure you place your media files you want to play on the go into your media folder, because that's where the device looks for the tracks to play. That's one of the things I like about this device, is you can carry around not only MP3s, but anything. And so it's also a recorder, and an FM radio, all in one small device. The MP3 player can play MP3, WAV, and WMA files, as far as I can tell. It may support other file formats, but I haven't actually tried it. I don't have any don't really have any other files right now to test that. But the device has 512 megabytes of storage space, and it plugs into the USB port of your computer. From what I've heard, it works with both the PC and the Mac too, so if you have a Mac, it will work for you if you decide to buy it. And the player has a built-in rechargeable battery. It charges when it's plugged into your computer. You can plug it either directly into the computer to its USB port, or it also comes with a USB extension cable if you don't have room on the back of your PC or something. You can just connect the USB extension cable to the device and the other end to the computer and use it that way. The device is extremely small, smaller than a cell phone. It weighs 0.1 ounces according to the specs that I read, and it fits nicely into the palm of your hand, so it's really small, and like I said before, it has a music function for your music files, so you can listen on the go. You can put almost anything on there you want, music, podcasts, whatever. It has a built-in FM tuner, so you can listen to the radio. It also has a voice recorder. You can record anything you'd like, and you can even the record function even works with the FM radio, so you can even make FM recordings directly off the radio, and I thought that was pretty neat. There's something on the radio you want to record, you can do that at any time, and then you can save it on your computer or do whatever you want with the file after it's saved. And it does have other features also, like a clock, and where you can check the date and time and that sort of thing, but I don't use that. I don't know how to use that. I just use the main features of the device. And so the only thing I don't like about this device is the recording quality seems to be poor. I don't know if you can change it in somewhere in the settings menu anywhere. I'm not sure, but the way I have it right now, when I bought it, the quality it's okay, but it's not, your recordings don't come out crystal clear. I don't think they're 44.1 kilohertz, because it doesn't sound like it. It would be pretty clear, and the file sizes are really small. You can get about an hour and a half recording, and it will save that WAV. It saves the recordings in a WAV file, but you can get about an hour and a half worth of recording into about 15 to 17 megabytes. I've done a about 4.5 hour recording, and it came out to be only 60 megs. So in that sense, it's pretty good. And it does work. It's excellent for recording class lectures and stuff, but if you're going to be doing professional recordings, this is you may want to look into whether you can change the quality on it, or maybe look for another device. But the recording feature is pretty neat, and I haven't had any problems with it. I can the microphone is pretty good. It picks up pretty well, actually. I'll go ahead and record something on the player, and then I'll play it here so that you can get a feel of what the voice recorder sounds like. And it does work pretty well in school for me. I can, you know, if I sit in the back of the room, I can, and the professor is speaking, I can still get a pretty darn good recording. And sometimes when the professor asks students questions, the students answer. Some of them don't talk very loudly. This thing actually picks up those things pretty good. You can still understand it on the recording. Now when I say the recordings are not clear, I mean, for example, when you hear someone speaking, you may not hear their S's, their sounds totally clear. They're understandable. There is no static or anything in the recordings. In that sense, it's very clear, but there is the quality is just a lower quality than your 44.1 kilohertz type files. Other than that, I love the device. I carry it everywhere with me. It works well for podcasting also. There's no rule saying that your podcasts have to be 100%, that they have to be extremely clear. I mean, I've heard recordings of podcasts worse than what this player can do. So, this is pretty neat stuff. I'm gonna give you a tour of the device. Like I said, it's very small. It weighs 0.1 ounces, and so it's sort of like a little rectangular shape, and with the unit facing upward towards you, you have on the starting at the top of the device, you have on your top right there is a headphone jack for either earphones or headphones, or maybe I believe it works with external speakers too, if you want to use that. And then going a little bit to the left, you've got the internal microphone. It's a little series of small little holes you can feel. That's the microphone, and so that's on the front, the top of the unit at the front. And then on the left side of the unit, we have at the top on the left side, we have a hold switch, so you can lock the device, and it will disable any key presses that you make. Useful for when you're carrying it around, or when if you're recording something and you accidentally hit a button, it won't interrupt anything. And then still on the left side going down, we have a little teeny hole at the bottom left. It's a very small hole. This is the reset button. It's a recessed button. It's inside this little hole. You'll need to use most probably a paper clip to reset the device. You'll only need to do this if the device freezes up for some reason, which hasn't happened to me. So, but if it ever does happen, or if for some reason the device doesn't respond or power up, you can try the reset button. Do not use lead in this. I'm pretty sure it will get stuck in there. It's such a small hole. If you screw it up, you'll have to send it in for repair or buy a new one. And I believe this device does come with a 1-year warranty. And so anyway, that's the left side of the unit. We have the hold switch and the reset button. And then at the bottom of the if we go back up to the front part of the unit, we have between the top and the bottom of the unit on the front, we have an LCD. It's a vertical LCD screen. For sighted people, they can read the menus and their track names and all that stuff. And then towards the bottom on the front, we have a little it's a control with it's basically a it looks like the control on a joystick for video games, for example. You've got, it's basically a 4-arrow control with a circular button in the middle, and this these are the buttons on the device you use to perform various functions and increase, decrease the volume, etc. So we, like I said, we have 4 arrows with a little round button in the middle, and this round button is used to power on and off the unit. If you hold it down for about 4 or 5 seconds, if the unit is off, it will turn on. And if you hold it down while the unit is on, it will turn the unit off. If you have the unit on and you're on a menu selection, it will... This button is used for confirming a menu selection. So, for example, when you first turn on the device, you land in what's called the root menu. You've basically got choices like music, radio, recording, and then folder, which I'm not going to talk about because it's for mainly for sighted people who want to organize their music into folders, that sort of thing. I'm not saying a blind person can't use it, but I don't even bother with taking my time to do that. And so, for example, if I were on the music choice, which I would be if I first turned the unit on, I can press the round button in the middle of the control to enter the MP3 player portion of the device, and then I can... The player will play my files alphabetically, so I can just press the round button in the middle to start playing. This is also the play slash pause button. If you're in the player mode, you can press this button to start playing your tracks. And then you can, right below the round button, you've got the down arrow, and right above it is the up arrow. And that's used to switch between either menu selections or tracks in the player. And the left and right arrows are used to change different settings in a menu. For example, if you're in the radio and you go into the settings for the radio, you can use your left and right arrow keys to move between the settings in that radio menu. The left and right arrow keys are also used to increase and decrease the volume while listening to the radio or a recording or an MP3 file. And that's basically it for the front of the unit. That the control again was at the bottom of the unit on the front portion, and that's it for the front. And then at the bottom of the unit, we have the USB connector, which slides out when you connect it to your computer. You can slide it out in and out. When you're not using it, you just slide it back in. And that's what's on the bottom. And then on the right side of the unit, starting at the top, we have right below the, on the right side, right below the headphone jack, which I said was on the top right of the unit, we have three buttons. The first one, starting at the top on the right hand side of the unit, is the record button. You can press that to record either voice or radio. If you are in the radio mode of the device, you will start making an FM recording, and you press the same button to stop recording. And I believe, yeah, if you are in the voice recording mode, it will make a voice recording. I haven't tried it from outside the radio or the recording modes, so I don't know what it would do. In that case, probably a voice recording. The next button below the record button is they call it the A/B button. This is used to set various options, like you can change the frequency, the you can boost, increase or decrease the bass, that kind of stuff. And your when you're listening to files, and you can even you can set shuffle and repeat and all that kind of stuff in there. I don't use that because I don't know how to use that menu yet, so I don't really make use of that at all. I don't touch that button at all. Right below the A/B button, we've got the menu key, which is the button you would press to if you're in one of the devices, either if you're in the device's play radio recording mode, it will enter a menu with settings for that particular part of the system, and if you hold the menu button down for about 2 seconds, it will take you back to the root menu, which is the menu you first land in when you turn on the device. And that's basically it. It's a small device, and at the back we've got the little, at the back side of the unit we have a little slider for the USB connector, which comes out from the bottom. That's where you would slide it with your finger in and out. And there's just a little barcode sticker with the barcode of the product. And that's basically a tour of the device. The menus are very usable by a blind person, I think. Well, at least the menus that you would want to use most often. You probably wouldn't want to use the clock and things of that sort, but the menus are pretty simple. Like I said, just up and down arrow. After turning on the device, you land in the root menu. Up and down arrow to whatever you want to do. Press the circular button in the middle, and then you can press the circular button in the middle to start playing. If you're in the recording mode, and you want to record something, you press the record button instead of the round button, because if you press the round button after going into recordings, you would start playing your recordings in the order that you recorded them on the device. So that's how that works. And so the menus are very, the whole device is actually usable by a blind person. I like it. And the the only drawback to this device also, besides the quality of the recordings, is the built-in battery, from what I've heard. I didn't hear this until after I bought it, but it doesn't really matter to me, because in about 5 or 6 years, I'll probably have new technology by then. Anyway, but I've heard that the battery in this device is not replaceable. It will go out after about 5 or 6 years, and after that you have to throw the player away. You can still use it as a USB memory stick, but the player itself won't work when it's not connected to the computer. So that's the only thing, is to say, well, once the battery goes out in a few years, then you can't use it for playing or recording things. You'd only be able to store files on it for carrying around like a USB thumb drive. But other than that, I like it. And last thing I want to do is just record something very quickly, and then I will play it for you, and so you can get a taste of what it sounds like, and that will be the end of this review. So here is what a recording, a voice recording on this player sounds like.
Hello everyone, I am now recording on the Philips SA-178 digital audio player / recorder, and hopefully you can all understand what I'm saying. I do have the device maybe I would say 7 or 8 inches away from my face right now as I speak, and so now I'm going to stop the recording.
And hope you all could understand that. I was pretty close to the not too close. I was holding the player about 7 or 8 inches away from my mouth when I was speaking, and let's try it again with the player in my pocket. Actually, I'm gonna put this in my pocket, and we'll see what it sounds like from there. It's at a longer distance away.
Hello all, I'm back, and now I have the device in my pocket. Hopefully this still works out, because I use it from in school like this. So hopefully you can still understand everything I'm saying. It might not be as clear, but it should sound pretty clear, especially if you use pretty good quality headphones. The recordings do sound okay when you listen through headphones rather than regular computer speakers. Sometimes you'd have to turn it up pretty loud to hear it, but I'm going to stop this recording now and continue the podcast.
Okay, so there you go. That's a sample recording for you, and so that's it for this review. Overall, I'd give this device a 9 out of 10. Maybe if the recording quality were a bit better, I'd give it a 10 out of 10. But, like I said, it's a pretty neat product, and you can find out more by going to the Philips website at philips.com and going to their consumer products webpage, and you can type in the search field SA, that's S as in Sam, A as in Apple, 178, and I believe they do have another model out, the 179, which has a gig of storage instead of 512. I believe that's the only difference. They didn't have it at the store when I bought this one. I didn't even know about the other one until I got this one, because before I opened it, I read some reviews online, and most people seem to like it. So, anyway, if you have any questions about this review or about the device, if you plan to get it, or you just want to know something, you can email me at wubbly hindu hindu at gmail.com, and I'll be glad to help you out with whatever you need. So, for Blind Cool Tech, this is Shaitan Bakru, signing out. Bye-bye, y'all.